Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. He's a killer comedian. Literally, he moved to Alaska and killed his career. Comedian, writer, and actor Jamie Lissau. The only beard in his life is the beard on his face. Outspoken editor-in-chief and contributing editor to The Spectator, Chadwick Moore. He's conquered books, TV, and podcasts. And next year, he takes on puberty. The Guy Benson Show host and Fox News contributor, Guy Benson. And she's like a remote. Hard to operate, too many buttons, and you keep finding her under the couch. Fox News contributor, Kat Tim. They said hell no to getting rid of 5-0. Voters told the far-left nuts to shove their pro-crime BS up their butts. Saw that one coming. On Tuesday, Minneapolis voters rejected the measure that would have dismantled the police department because studies show cities with fewer police are as chaotic as feeding time at The View. Voters were asked... You know, every audience member gets a bag of sardines. No one's been to SeaWorld? All right. So voters were asked if they favored amending the city's charter to replace police with a Department of Public Safety, and it would have divided control between the mayor and city council. But the amendment failed 57-44%, with nearly all votes counted. And speaking of cops and mayors, in Seattle, home of Roz Doyle, nobody cares about Roz Doyle.
I don't know who that is, Greg.
The worst character on Frasier.
I don't watch Frasier, Greg.
All right. The mayoral race is being led by Bruce Harrell, a Democrat who called for more police funding. Roz. He ran against Lorena Gonzalez, who endorsed cutting the police budget in half, which would make the 911 response times longer than cooking a Thanksgiving turkey. It's a plan as smart as giving Antifa free spray paint and Zippo lighters. I'm so mad about Roz, I can barely think. And in New York, newly elected Mayor Eric Adams isn't just pro-cop, he's a former cop. And while he's still pretty liberal, he's vowed to support the NYPD. And when it comes to business, he's sounding less like de Blasio and more like Bloomberg. Fact is, New York's economy does better with more shoppers on the streets and less poop.
You won't shoot up my city. You won't stab young people in school. You won't sell drugs and guns on my street. We're not going to just talk about safety. We're going to have safety in our city.
Bottom line, it's almost like people all over are remembering that cops are a good thing. People are taking to the ballot box and saying, we don't like being murdered. But it's like my mom always said, honey, you look great in that police uniform, but one day law enforcement will catch up with you and your senseless bloody crimes. Speaking of, Guy, often you dress up as a cop just to pull over male college kids. So are you happy about this, the progress being made to restore the police?
Just to be clear, I am not a member of the Lincoln Project. So that is not true. A vicious smear. Is that a Village People joke, too? And Chadwick's here as well, in case you haven't noticed. We're both wearing pink, I notice. On Wednesdays, we wear pink.
But it's actually a Fox rule for people like us.
That's called a pink whistle.
It's a pink whistle. About Minneapolis.
Yes.
So Ilhan Omar, the congresswoman, she was strongly in favor of this. I believe she voted in favor of it.
Right.
But I find it interesting in recent comments, because crime has gone crazy there, she wanted to abolish the police department and totally reimagine it, whatever that means. And then when crime spiked, she blamed the police for not doing their jobs hard enough. So it's sort of a neat trick and a lose-lose. But what's great is This lost. She lost. This right. whole mentality lost, not in Alabama or Texas, in Seattle, in yeah. Minneapolis. And so my question is that racist? Because it's hard for me to keep track of what the rules are.
Right.
Because I thought defunding the police was the woke thing to do. If the voters of Seattle said no, are they not racist?
Exactly.
We need answers.
We need answers. Now, I heard Ilhan is so distraught, she moved to Philadelphia. Yeah, the city of brotherly love.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh. All right.
I used that joke on the five today. So I recycled that. I thought it was so good, Kat, I used it twice.
Proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm proud of you. Was this surprising, the pro-cop turnout?
No, and it's also, it's kind of easy for him, right? Like, he's saying, I'm going to be more business friendly. It's like, that is a very low bar.
In New York.
Yeah, like, he's not going to close them all.
Yeah.
He's not going to close them all. He's not going to say, okay, you know what, in December you can have outdoor dining and think that that is, you know, a legitimate solution. In order to be more business friendly than, you know, it's been in, you know, very recent history, all he has to do is allow there to be businesses.
Yes, exactly.
Boom.
Yeah. You know, it's,
Thanks.
Chadwick, the lady over here makes a point.
But the point
is actually, it's who is the luckiest mayor on earth?
Yes.
Adams, because he's coming after de Blasio, who turned the Big Apple into the Big Crapple. There's this, New York, right. New York is disgusting, and all he has to do is clean it up.
Exactly, exactly. He just has to not eat French fries on television. Hi.
Yes.
And,
yes.
I hope we can trust him that he's going to do a good job. I'm not buying it. I don't trust any Democrat who runs as a moderate and pro-cop. I mean, just our president is the greatest example. You know, suddenly it's going to be vaccine mandates and transgender admirals and, you know, jailing parents and whatever. But it is interesting that these white liberals who tend to metastasize in places like New York and Seattle and Minneapolis, you know, they had their kind of orgy of blood and destruction in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's kind of like the morning after and they're hungover and they're looking around like, oh, God, what did we get into? Who did we elect? What's he done now? And now suddenly, you know, they might be BLM in the streets, but in the voting booth, they secretly, of course, worry and want safety, and they don't want to get stabbed when they're going out for milk.
Right.
But they still, you know, it's all performance for them.
I hope you're wrong, but somehow I think you might be right. Jamie, what do you make of this whole this defunding being reversed? Police in general, you love the cops, don't you?
I love the cops, unless I'm holding. drugs or guns. I love seeing cops. It's comforting. And especially in New York City, you can tell by whatever street you go down, the more cops, it just feels better. It's a different vibe. I was here about 6 months ago. This is why I want more cops. Mm-hmm. And I'm in the Times Square area where those characters are, you know, those guys that dress up. I have a weird feeling those guys aren't officially licensed.
Yes.
And I'm with my son, and he's little. And so he goes, I want to get a picture with Mario.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I didn't want to say, like, this isn't good. We don't know where. And then, so I go, it's $5. Let's just go over and get it. As we're walking towards Mario, true story, Mario takes off his head and starts smoking a joint.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. And now my little boy, now forever in his mind, has this image of Mario and his dad smoking a joint in the middle of Times Square.
I see what you did there.
You know what's funny, real quick? I was in Minneapolis, I think it was last May or June when all the stuff was going down.
Right.
Like the looting and the rioting and things. Mm-hmm. And I was just there recently, and I will say, I don't know what caused it, but I went to the Mall of America.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, the prices are like skyrocketing. When I was there last year, everything was free.
All right. Anything else?
Not really.
All right, up next, will Dems make it their mission to replace Joe with a new politician?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Will the Dems give the heave-ho to Sleepy Joe? Do liberal voters want relief from the zombie in chief? Yep, even the rabble rousers don't want a guy who poops his trousers. It's true. With losses all over the map, Democrats want a choice that doesn't need a nap. According to a new survey, almost 50% of Democrats think replacing Joe Biden at the top of the ticket will improve their odds of winning in 2024. As for Joe's job approval, just 42% said he's doing a good one, despite strong support from Hunter Biden's art customers. And those numbers, like Chris Cuomo's female audience, are shrinking all the time. Meanwhile, the same poll found half of Republicans believe Trump is still their best chance at taking back the White House. After last night's election results, it's clear that people are sick of the left's identity politics and their kids' education, where the three R's all equal racism. With Biden as the face of the party, it's no surprise the Dems are thinking about getting a new face. It worked for Nancy Pelosi. But I wonder, what does Joe think about all this?
No, no, man. No. You don't look at polls? Don't look at the polls. You know, when I got into this business, there was no polls. You worked the Amtrak, shaking hands, squeezing shoulders, smelling necks. Oh, yeah. I love smelling necks. And, you know, men and women, all right? I smelled a lot of male neck in my day. I had two full-time staffers, true story. Their whole job was wiping Brill cream off my nose.
Nice. All right. Chadwick, I have a theory that this is part of the plan, that no Democrat had any inclination that Biden was going to be around. They just needed to get him into the White House and then replace him later, right? He was a player. He's the player to be named later. It comes later.
Absolutely. Yeah. But Kamala, I mean,
she's no backup QB you want to put in the game.
That's true. I don't
Sports
even know
analogy,
how to look.
Kat.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. I backup QB means quarterback. I know that.
Yes, exactly. All right. Wait, you weren't finished.
I don't know how that looks. Like, what happens if they, okay, well, I don't think many people think he's going to finish his first term.
No, no.
So then it's Kamala, but then how do they do that shakeup without looking like a complete disaster?
Yeah.
I mean, stability is one thing they want to convey, so I don't, I mean, they're kind of screwed.
Yeah, I don't.
Because Joe Biden or Kamala is the best chance for the Republicans to take the White House.
It says nearly half don't want him to run, which means more than half of Democrats do want him to run again. Who are these people?
Right.
Yes.
I don't think Joe Biden is one of those people.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, people wondering if he's going to finish his first term. He can barely finish his first turd.
Right.
I should probably stop making those jokes.
You can't.
I can't. I can't.
I
physically can't stop. I don't even know where they come from. Jamie, I feel you have a lot of big thoughts about Joe Biden.
Huge, huge thoughts. let's just say this, dude. Kamala, she better be ready. We are three mumbles and one flight of stairs away from her being president. Dude, he's just such an old guy, right?
Yeah.
He's embarrassing our country. You see, he was on Air Force One the other day, the blinker was on the whole time.
Really?
I just don't trust him. I don't trust a guy who probably has the nuclear launch codes on a stick-it note next to the button. And I don't think we should have a president where when they brief him, they start off with, "You're Joe Biden."
Then who, Jamie?
That's the question. This is the best we can do.
Yeah.
The only time I ever agreed with Biden, like I felt like I related to him, was when he fell asleep at the summit.
Me too.
Did you too?
Yeah, I'm going like, that's exactly what I would do.
Yeah, I hear the word summit, I'm out.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Yes. Guy, if Biden and Trump have a rematch in 2024, who wins? Oh, that's a great question. Whoever wrote that, was it
me? If they had it now, I think Trump would win the rematch at the moment. Who knows what things will look like a few years from now. I don't think he'll run for re-election. I think he'll probably finish out the term, I hope, and I think that he will step aside and wait for the next person and sort of allow that new era to usher in. I did see the headline on this poll, which was most Democrats want to replace Biden in 2024. I'm like, oh, same. I actually agree with the Democrats, not in quite the same way. But to Chadwick's point, the heir apparent, the vice president, is the political equivalent of box office poison, right? She is just awful. She shows up, she laughs at her own jokes that are even worse than yours, Greg. And, and it's this very awkward vibe that she has. He made a joke about me on the five today, so I'm just getting him back. It's fair play.
It's fair.
The problem that I think the Democrats would have trying to sort of shove her off to the side is she's got a lot of armor of identity politics, right?
Yes.
It won't be easy to get rid of Joe and Kamala in one fell swoop, and I don't know how they will do that, but I think they'll probably try.
There is a conspiracy going around that I'll just spread, because that's what I like to do, that if they can get Kamala to resign out of the VP, Joe can appoint a VP of his choosing, and then he resigns, and then that person becomes president, and it could be anybody they want, right?
To make that person then the incumbent?
Yes.
For some advantage. But what would they do to persuade Kamala Harris to give up the power that she's been seeking her entire life? That's the tricky part of the equation.
Ask her to do work. Thanks to Chadwick Moore, Jamie Lissau, Guy Benson, get tip.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.